let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
That is true. Hour number two, Home Show Garden Pros. If you listen to the podcast, it's episode number two. So Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens is here.
That's me.
She continues to be here dishing out incredible gardening information.
You know, we always say dishing. That's a culinary phrase. Is there a gardening way to... We can't fork it out because...
You got another...
back in the kitchen.
Yeah, back up. Pitchfork it out.
Shoveling out good information.
Yeah, that seemed a little excessive. No. Yeah. No, but we'll work on it.
Okay.
We'll work on it.
Yes.
Now, I do think of the culinary arts as an extension of gardening.
Now, that's true.
Most gardeners know how to cook.
Yes.
Just generally, because they got to deal with all these different things coming their way.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people who are purely flower gardeners may not know, but you know, the home veggie growers,
yeah,
usually are pretty good cooks. Mm-hmm. It's kind of one of those hand in hand, really two of the best pastimes, you know, just on the planet. So, what are you growing these days? What's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens growing that she likes?
Food wise, I'm growing cantaloupes. My
yum.
Beet crop is almost done. I love the golden beets. Tomatoes, green peppers. That's about it as far. No, butternut squash.
Oh, nice.
Growing butternut squash. But I'm not growing very many other vegetables.
Yeah.
Even though there's some things you can still grow. You can grow, still plant in okra. You can still put corn in if you have the room for it.
Yeah, it's a bit of a tweener time right now.
Mm-hmm, it is. Yeah.
I mean, but you can do those things.
Yes.
And it's not too late to do some of those from seed either.
Yeah, and watermelon too, actually.
If you didn't fill your garden up with tomatoes, which I did, you can start seeding like some of the summer crops, sweet potato and peas, cow peas, things like that.
Maybe
ground covery.
Mm-hmm.
Always a time for bush beans.
Mm-hmm.
It's always the time for bush beans.
I have one sweet potato coming up.
Okay, nice.
I remember what you said, how you could take sweet potato peelings.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it'll make... Well, I did do that, and I have one growing.
Nice.
And then, of course, the flowers.
Lots of flowers. My dog's discovered that he likes sweet potatoes, and he loves loose soil, and so...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He digs up the potatoes and eats them, or what?
I'm not sure exactly what's happening, but that's the result.
Uh-huh.
Is that the it doesn't eat them. He chews on them.
Chews on them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
And I grow papaya.
Okay. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Hold on, real quick.
He's sneezing. There he goes.
Well timed mute from Will there. Nice job. Okay. So we had this big freeze. I don't know if you know this, Anita. We had this huge freeze this year.
Was it ever?
I don't know if anybody, gardeners out there, are aware of this. But we had this big freeze. Okay, killed all the plants. All the plants are dead. Tons of emotional trauma for people like me that love plants and also have to talk about plants all the time. But you've noticed,
yes,
some of these kind of like wild tropicals. Some of these tropicals are the ones coming back the best. But you've noticed just some plants that maybe we thought weren't the ones making it are coming back.
Yes.
And so we're both going to kind of chunk out some of our big winners.
Mm-hmm.
Anita's are cooler than mine are because most of mine are natives. But
yes.
Let's do this. So
okay.
This is called Amazing Plants That Are Coming Back from the Huge Freeze and We're No Longer Depressed. Okay.
Japanese blueberries. We have a huge tree in front of our store. It would have been expensive to take it out. We've been busy through the spring, so we haven't touched it. And guess what? Leaves coming up all along the trunk and big major branches.
Wow.
So it's going to come back.
That is awesome.
And then we have a Hamabo hibiscus tree, which the tree's gone for sure. Well, we're pretty sure. But from the base.
Right.
There. And this plant has done this twice. This will be the second time it's done this.
Okay.
Froze to the ground and then started a brand new tree.
Nice.
And
my big one that I've been so very Mm-hmm. I already am in love with this plant.
Yes.
But the Mexican marigold, the Texas tarragon.
Yeah, mine are coming back.
It's like they totally just waxed.
Yes.
Just gone. And but they're now they're the perfect little shrub.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And it's lovely.
I just noticed the other day that mine had come back up. I know what you're talking
usually
about.
Usually this time of year they're yeah. flowering,
mm-hmm.
but right now it's just a little like Darth Vader helmet shape.
Yes.
Just a perfect little shrub. I was really like so pleased. I knew that was going to happen, but I'm just pleased with it because it's like so pretty right now.
Yeah. Well, here's a word of caution. The Pride of Barbados.
Okay.
A very tropical shrub. That I have a friend who has a whole long hedge of it.
Oh,
it's
wow.
gorgeous. And I have one in my yard. Well, after the freeze, I went and yanked it out because I thought it was dead.
Oh.
Hers are coming back.
Yeah, my neighbors are
mine
coming back.
Mine probably would have come back. So I was premature on that. And I also yanked out my calliope, the one of my favorite plants of all time, the fairy duster.
Oh, yeah.
It probably would have come back too.
Mm.
So, you know, I shouldn't have done that.
Because now
I'm seeing these things come back that we thought were dead.
We lost those Caliandra, those fairy dusters.
Yes.
At a much, much warmer winter. And they,
yes.
they came back from the roots, but it wasn't the same.
It wasn't the same?
No,
okay.
no. You made that was a good move.
Oh, thank you.
That was
you.
The right move.
Thank you. I can't wait for them to show up in the nursery so I can plant one again.
So there's a fruit, a berry bush,
mm-hmm.
which to tease a segment we're coming on, it's called the BIP, the Berry Info Battle. So we'll have a little competition who can give the most berry tips. But this one is called Cherry the Rio Grande. And it's a really wonderful little cherry shrub. And it froze back, but it's coming back from the roots. And so I'm excited because it was kind of overshadowed by a big eucalyptus tree that I had. But that, you know, that died also. So I'm excited about this one kind of coming back and filling in and being cool. So those are some just winners, you know,
yeah.
exciting things, like maybe surprising plants that are really...
I don't think eucalyptus was a winner, do you? I don't think...
Oh, no, the eucalyptus, it's coming back from the roots also.
It
but
uh-huh.
it was like a, you know, 25-foot tree.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about shearing it, like pencil shaping uh-huh. it so it's not as big.
But one thing people need to keep in mind is these plants coming back, they have an established root system.
Right.
So they're going to come roaring back.
Yeah. Very true.
And look even more, some of them even better than they were before.
And they're not grafted, you know, so there's mm-hmm. no danger there. I mean, it makes me want to get more into growing citrus from seed.
Mm-hmm.
And where it's makes a delicious citrus, but it's grown from seed. So then when it does freeze, it comes back from the roots and I can trust the roots. Moving on. We're here to answer your questions. We want to talk to you. 281-496-5711. We were just celebrating these amazing plants that are coming back. So good times. 281-496-5711. Anita and Danny, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Enjoy your best spring yet. Start with Landscaper's Pride premium mulches and soils. Made from locally sourced, all naturally organic materials, Landscaper's Pride is the smart choice for gardens, lawns, shrubs, and plants. Their mulches, soils, and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in Houston. Trusted by gardening professionals, grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery. Find your closest retail location at landscaperspride.com.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
full growth season, full tomato set production, meeting tomatoes all the time, every day, so many tomatoes, because I planted them early, obviously. Then I took them inside, put them back outside. But, man, I really, the Rev has been such an incredible breakthrough for me, veggie gardening. It's really just making everything grow faster and taste better. So it's called Rev, like vroom, 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 rev up your plants, seeds, that sort of idea. It adds essential carbon. It beefs up, builds up your soil. It's proven to improve root mass and soil condition. You want more fruit, more blooms, more grass, better grass, deeper roots. That's where Dakota Rev comes in. Greenskeepers, like golf course managers, love this stuff. They love putting it out. It's incredible. It's 100% natural. Available in Houston. So it started as an agricultural product. Then it became kind of a sports field management deal. And now it's for us, for gardeners. So you can pretty much get it almost at any one of our co-op member locations. And, you know, we love talking about it. It works so well. Again, to me, it's like I already was doing great with tomatoes, but it's taking it to a whole new level. And peppers, every pepper I've used it on grows so fast. In fact, I ran out of Rev, and I have a couple peppers that I have not yet treated with it, so I need to get some. Now I'll check this list here. Let's see. Warrants in the garden, Southwest fertilizer. Okay, cool. Now I know where to go to get it. So I'll be going to Southwest fertilizer to get it. You should try it. It's very concentrated, so you water down a lot, and one bottle does last a long time. Their website, organicrev.com. If you want more info on the product and where to find it, homeshowgardenpros.com. 281-496-5711. Anita and I are just, you know, talking through topics, answering gardening questions. We're going to keep that going with Dane. Dane, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, good morning. I live up here in Spring, off of Springside with Kirkendall. And I went to school with Brian. It was Plants for All Seasons up here on Luletta. I grew up with him. I never met his brother, but I guess he's a gentleman that owns the 249 location. My question was, do they have some people that I know that people are very knowledgeable, but somebody that could come out and maybe advise us on what we should put in our flower beds. Some of the stuff we've trimmed back, and it's very slow coming back. I do have a sprinkler system, and we use it when needed. But I had a landscape service come in, and they put a sprinkler system. And, of course, what do you call them? Lava rocks or moss rocks, I believe.
Right.
And built up flower beds.
Nice. Lovely. I bet that's lovely.
It is. I have a husky and an Italian shepherd, and they both love to dig. The husky likes to eat roots out of the flower bed. I'm trying to find some plants that they don't like. And I had another landscaper come in, put some plants in and mulch, but they put the black mulch in. And that led to I have all tile in my house, so my husky is leaving black footprints all through the house.
Jeez, man.
So I need to put black mulch in the front and hardwood, I guess, in the back, but I need to replace some plants.
Okay, so
I don't know what to put in.
Yeah.
I don't know what to pull out. Some of them are slow coming back, and I'm sure that some of them that are slow are probably going to be pulled out and replaced. So I'm looking for some advice on what to do, what to replace, what would blend with what I already have.
I'm just gonna jump in because you did already, you know, you kind of like expressed that you'd like to get some consultation going, and Sherry from Plants for All Seasons does that. So if you just call up there and say, hey, I'd like to book a consultation with Sherry, she is so knowledgeable on that stuff, and could be very helpful. I'd be happy to give you advice. We'd be happy to give you advice on it, but unless we see the space, it's tough to do. I will say that not only is that black mulch bad for your tile marking, it's bad for your plant roots also. Landscaper's Pride has a great black mulch called...
Black Diamond?
Black Velvet.
Black Velvet.
And it is phenomenal. It's good for the roots, unlike other dyed mulches. So just keep that in mind, Dane, as you're choosing your black mulches. Some of them from Landscaper's Pride are very good. So most of them are really bad. It's kind of a whole pendulum swing there, I guess. But yeah, Sherry is the person to talk to at Plants for All Seasons, and she does do consultations.
Okay. And we, years before when we did it ourselves, we would buy the bags of hardwood mulch from one of the box stores and put that down. But probably, I don't know, I was thinking black mulch in front, hardwood in the back.
Hey, have you ever bought tools at a grocery store? Like got a hammer or something there?
Well, no, but yeah, you know, I thought about it.
So, I have. It was the worst hammer I ever owned. It was like a really bad hammer. That's how I think of buying like gardening supplies at big box stores. It's like you're not going to get the best. You know what I mean? You're going to get whatever is most widely available across the U.S., probably poorly made, poorly produced.
Well, as what did I say? Cheap tools and expensive tools.
So. Yeah, yeah. Ones last and ones don't. So, well, Dane, thanks so much for the call. We're at a break. But yeah, call Sherry up at Plants for All Seasons. She is phenomenal. Awesome. Yeah, good guy, Dane. Nice, but man, what a struggle. I mean, I am also dealing with a dog that is doing some damage, and I totally get it. But that black mulch, the big issue with it is the wood they make it from is nutrient depleted. It's like dried out hardwood. Heartwood, and it just doesn't have any nutrients in it at all. And that's where they're starting from.
Well, then it's not just nutrient depleting. It's nutrient, as it decomposes, it actually
sucks away
nutrients from the soil.
Where like the stems and leaves and small branches don't do that because they're so nutrient rich. So just keep that in mind when you're using black mulch is just ask for Landscaper's Pride. They have the Black Magic, the Black Velvet. That's like just really good stuff to use. And it's so dark and it's naturally dark from decaying process. And it's beautiful. So really great stuff. And we're not even doing a Landscape Pride read. We're just talking about their great black mulch that actually is really good for your plants. 281-496-5711. 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Native plants add beauty and color to landscaping, require less water while thriving in our clay soil. They're just tough to find in Southeast Houston until now. Think hardware, Friendswood Hardware, and native plants. Friendswood Hardware has Landscaper's Pride soils, Nature's Way Resources composts, micro-life fertilizers, gardening tools, pots, seeds, and native plants. Perfect for your home. Friendswood Hardware is easy to find. Look for the giant hammer. Friendswood Hardware, 203 West Edgewood, online at friendswood-hardware.com.
Slugs and snails attacking your garden? Sluggo Snail Bait is approved for use in vegetable gardens and can be used all over the yard wherever slugs and snails are eating your plants. Sluggo is made from iron phosphate and can be used around pets and wildlife. Plus, it's OMRI listed for organic gardening. A little Sluggo goes a long way. Ask for Sluggo at your local garden supply store. For a beautiful garden and the time to enjoy it, use Monterey Lawn and Garden Products. And a walk in the
garden wears me down. Now back to answering your gardening questions with Home Show Garden Pros.
This is John Ferguson of Nature's Way Resources. Want to invite you to come out and visit our nursery. You know, people have known about us for decades, about our famous leaf mold compost and mulch, but 6 years ago we opened a nursery. We got 10 acres set aside. We're developing the nursery and nature center. We got over 2 acres of plants. We got everything you might need from the MicroLife fertilizers to Rev to molasses to vinegar and all the other organic amendments. We're a 100% organic nursery. We've got a very knowledgeable staff. Many of the people, degrees in horticulture, botany, plant and animal science from Texas A&M. You know, I'm a soil scientist, so we're here to help solve your problems. So just bring anything you got in. Bring it in. Let us take a look. We've got a huge selection of plants. We've already planted 100 species of plants in our display gardens. We added a pollinator garden this year. We're in the process of putting in a birding garden, and then later on this summer we plan to have a dragonfly garden. Got to get something to get rid of those nasty old mosquitoes. Also want to mention we have a very good selection of the warm weather vegetables that are hard to find. They range from peppers and squash to eggplants and okra, and we have all the herbs one might need to go with that. Something else we've offered to our customers, we put an area under a bunch of beautiful shade trees. We've got over a dozen picnic tables that can seat 60, so we offer it to groups. If they want to come out and use it for a meeting, they're welcome to do so at no charge for any of the gardening groups. The nursery is children and pet friendly, so bring your dog or your children, come see us and just have a good time and enjoy nature. We're serving North Houston, the Woodlands, and Lake Conroe area, located right off the end of 1488 on the east side of I-45. All right, let's get back to Anita and Danny.
Thank you, John. We are here talking gardening, discussing gardening. 281-496-5711. We would love to help you with your gardening question. That's what we do. So our jam is?
Gardening.
Gardening is our jam.
Plants.
Plants are our jam.
Soil.
Soil's our jam. Sometimes you make jam out of berries. That is what's called a perfect segue, folks. Because now
we're
is
gonna talk
our
about
bib.
Berries.
Is our bib.
Yes.
The berry info battle. So let me explain the rules real quick. This is where we take turns giving tips on growing berries, and whoever gives the best tips wins. Obviously I'm the judge. And so here we go. So you want to start or do you want me to start?
You start.
Okay, please. So if you want to plant blueberries, don't worry about acidity, worry about fungi. So anytime you plant a new blueberry plant, there's a company called Wild Roots, and you can just shake some of the berries into that, some of the mycorrhizal fungi into the hole, and you'll have much better berry success. And another thing with blueberries, always keep a mulch. That was two tips. Sorry. Okay, berries.
Well, I successfully grow blueberries, but I mulch them with peat moss usually.
Peat moss. Uh-huh. Nice. Okay, so mulch your blueberry beds with peat moss.
Because it's acid.
I have a bag of peat moss. I could do that to my blueberries today. Yeah. Oh my gosh, so exciting. Okay, berry info battle round one. Anita's 1 point. I have zero. Okay, and so here we go. Blackberries. All right, with blackberries, there are thornless varieties, and there are new ones that are great. Arkansas Prime is probably the best of the size-wise for berries, but if you're growing blackberries, you got to get a trellis. They have to be on a trellis, or they make basically a bird's nest. So plant ahead. They're one of the few plants that you can plant a little bit low, but you know, don't do that on purpose. But blackberries got to be on a trellis. Okay, that was my blackberry tip.
My tip is plant them where you, if you have dogs, it's a great plant to put along a fence to keep the dogs from getting near the fence and digging around in there because of the thorns.
Okay, that's nice. A little safety hedge. Mm-hmm. So, okay, all right, great, great. So that's a good one. Another thing with blackberries is they grow on one-year-old canes. And so once you get one big branch and it makes a bunch of berries, you can prune that one back pretty far. And also, yeah.
How far is far?
All the way
to the base?
All the way if you want. I mean, if it's kind of short, then don't.
Well, I'm sure I'm hearing this and going, well, so you had a blackberry make all these berries and you prune it back. Are you pruning back the whole plant?
So new canes should be coming up from the ground.
Okay.
Or like from the bottom of that original stem. And so you cut it back to new growth.
Okay.
I will say this also with blackberries, berry info battle. Blackberries don't produce fruit if they're taller than 4.5 feet. Weird phenomenon. And so if you do have them up on a trellis, you know, make it a 4.5 foot tall trellis and just prune it to the size of the trellis. So kind of a cool thing. All right, berry info battle. Pick the fruit.
Strawberries.
Strawberries. Okay, here we go. Let's hear it.
I've never been successful growing strawberries more than 1 year.
What you shouldn't
What's your
have
tip?
You shouldn't have picked that fruit for the berry info battle.
Because I want to learn.
Okay, so strawberries love loose soil. Uh-huh. Here's the trick though: is they love growing in dry soil, but they need a lot of water to make fruit. So really well draining bed, like really well draining on the top. So basically, planting them in like a mulch is what you do. And they're not called strawberries for some random reason.
They're called strawberries so that the fruit are on top of a mulch or something so that they don't rot, touch the ground.
Yep. So you got to lift them up, put a little something under there. It can be paper. It can be anything.
That's why commercial growers grow them in the long mounds so that the berries drape down over the mounds.
You ever seen those hay bale gardens?
No.
It's like a hay bale, but that you pretty much put compost in the middle and use the hay on the outside as the out. Perfect for strawberries. So you grow the strawberries in the middle, and then they spill over, and they're just resting in straws. They spill over, super cute. Strawberries also in Houston with humid areas like a little bit of shade. So if you can get them about 6 hours of sun and no more, you usually get a better production. But I think they're generally kind of an annual here. So
yeah, probably why I've never been really successful. I've had them come back each year because they sent out those little runners.
Yeah. All right. But. So what's another blueberry tip?
Well,
Blueberries and birds.
I would grow several different varieties.
Oh.
You always have to have at least two for cross-pollination.
Gotcha.
But case in point, this freeze came through this year, and half of my blueberries were in bloom, and I lost. They're not producing fruit this year, but the other half hadn't bloomed yet, so I still have blueberry crop this year.
Mm.
And they're loaded.
Nice.
Loaded this year. The ones that did not bloom until after the freeze.
What do you fertilize your blueberries with?
MicroLife acidifier.
Okay. And then what other yearly treatment are you doing there? Any liquids?
Nope.
All right, great. So there you go. That was the berry info battle. I got a score here.
One more tip for blueberries.
Oh, one more tip. Great.
There's that thing. I can't remember the name of it. The clay vase thing that you bury into the ground.
The watering thing.
Yeah. I have one next to every blueberry bush.
Oh.
So in the summertime, I fill that with water every couple of days to keep the soil moist for the blueberries. They like moist soil.
I was about to call it a tie, but then you came in with that one there in the end. So the winner is Anita Nelson in the berry info battle this week. So congratulations.
Yeah, but when it comes to fruit, Danny's the winner.
Well, we're not talking fruit. We're talking berries.
Berries are a fruit.
I mean, you know what I mean, though. It's like a little different. There are some really cool other berries. Feel free to experiment with berries, right? It's one of the great things to experiment with because a lot of them are perennial bushes, and so they always be making stuff.
And nutritionally, they pack a wallop.
Oh, there's another tip. Great. Now it's 7-5. Okay, well, great job, Anita. That was the BIB, the BIB, the info battle. 281-496-5711. We want to answer your gardening questions. We get back. We are talking to Ray. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
One of our customers recently brought in a handful of a weed that was taking over his lawn. Hi, friends. Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. I quickly recognized it as Virginia buttonweed and provided him with a couple of products and the advice to help him out. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. Come visit us. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to fit every budget. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or find us online at southwestfertilizer.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
That is right. Home Show Garden Pros. Anita Nelson here. We're answering your gardening questions, and we're going to answer Ray's question. Hey, Ray, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. I have an old sandbox in my backyard, and I want to put a garden above it. I've framed it out, dug out a lot of the sand, and I'm wondering, can I just put in some soil on top, or can I just plant right on it, or do I put some kind of barrier, or what's the best plant?
How much space do you have above the sand?
Oh, I can go probably 6-8 inches above the sand, you know, pretty easy.
Yeah. Well, Anita, what's your thought?
Yeah, I would just add soil to it, mix it in a little bit. Should be fine.
I honestly would just put compost on there, fill it up with Nature's Way Resources compost, and use that as the planting medium. That sand is going to end up bonding with the compost over time, and the humic acid that's in the compost will really mine that sand for any nutrients that's in there if it's not just silica. So And you know that sand's going to make it drain pretty well, so I would be aware of that. And that's why compost is nice, because it helps store water a little bit better than some of the soils that are designed to drain.
Yeah, sometimes you add sand to soil, it creates cement.
Yeah, that's very true.
Okay. Well, that's real helpful. I didn't want to have to dig out all that sand.
No, yeah. If you got 6 inches above that, just get some compost, put it in there, and just go for it. Plant in there. Yeah, cool. That's great, man. What do you plan on growing?
Well, I don't know, this time of year it's kind of late because of the freeze, but I've got some melon seeds, and I've got kale and celery, and I just potatoes and sweet potatoes, and, you know, just kind of whatever I think will make it this time of year.
Okay, well, just wait on that celery till, like, October.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Then sweet potatoes should be good, but yeah. There's a great book called Veggie and Fruit Gardening for Metro Houston or something like that by Bob Randall. And mm-hmm. It's an incredible book, really great for gardeners, but it has a great calendar in it. Speaking of calendars, we have a really also great calendar on our website, homeshowgardenpros.com, that is simple, easy to get through, easy to navigate. It just kind of gives you general times for planting your stuff. So, you know, if you're wondering what is a good thing to grow right now, just, you know, check that calendar out, homeshowgardenpros.com.
Great. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Ray.
You're welcome.
So if you're like Ray and you want to spend your time gardening, spend your space gardening, great thing to do is composting also, because composting replenishes soil health while reducing greenhouse gases and dependence on landfills. I forgot to do this earlier, so I'm getting into it now. Talking about Moonshot Compost, this great company that lets you compost and make great, incredible Nature's Way compost from your waste, from your kitchen waste. But the cool thing about it is you don't have to take the space up. You don't have to deal with the food waste, dumping it out there. They provide all the material that you need to do it. They also provide the service of taking it away. And then they also, for you, provide the actual incredible composting skills and know-how. So you don't need the mess. You don't need the space. You don't need the know-how. Moonshot Compost provides all of that via drop-off and weekly curbside pickups. The power to compost without any hassle is in your hand. You just put your compost in their airtight bin, and they take it to Nature's Way Resources, who receives your kitchen waste gladly because that's incredible compost material. But then you earn Nature's Way Resources compost. So basically, you are composting without any space, any hassle. So don't spend your time composting. Spend your time gardening. Keep critical, healthy nutrients in your backyard. Moonshot Compost, this is the way to do that. And now is a great time to get started. See how clean and easy composting can be. Go to startcomposting.com. So really cool company. Do you have a compost bin at home?
Uh-huh.
Me too. Yes. And I do enjoy it. Mm-hmm. But I have a big backyard. I have a big yard.
I do too.
And I have a great place kind of over by my tool shed mm-hmm. that's out of sight, out of mind. And I mean, I have a full 2-yard compost set. I mean, I have to go around to get leaves from my neighbors. And then, you know, I can't put like eggshells in there, you know, cheese, stuff like that. I can't put it in there. But like Nature's Way Resources can take that stuff because uh-huh. compost
Why
has...
Why can't you use eggshells?
Because it comes from the inside of an animal. Mm-hmm. And it's got like potential still like bad bacteria, viruses, et cetera, on the outside.
Okay. So. Yeah, but it's good to use in the garden for slugs and snails. Just
yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm you know, give me Sluggo every time for that. But okay. That's for sure. For sure. No, I mean, there's a good use for almost everything in mm-hmm. the garden. But the same reason that we're not, I mean, some people will pulverize it in like a blender, but I'm not going to put shells in my blender because I don't want to risk that. Anyway, Moonshot Compost does a great job. And Anita Nelson does a great job. You guys sell great compost out there at Nelson's Nursery.
Well, it's Nature's Way compost.
Yeah.
Can't get any better than that.
You really can't. Mm-hmm. You really can't. Well, Anita's here. We're here to answer your gardening questions. 281-496-5711. When we get back from this break, we are going to not forget our amazing advertisers, and we're going then go to Ruth. So big shout out to Moonshot. You guys are doing a great job making the world a better place, just like Anita's doing out at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. 281-496-5711.
Escape to the private resort of your dreams. Get away at home.
Let Mike Ball transform your yard into your happy place.
Hi, it's Mike. Let's recreate your outdoor space with a custom patio and amenities like outdoor kitchen, fire pit, water features, and landscape and lighting to put the wow back in your yard. You'll love the difference and the commute.
Make your home your happy place. Add the backyard resort of your dreams. Mike Ball does it all. Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting. MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Crabgrass blows, sneaks into your yard, spreads like crazy, ruins your lawn. There's one weed killer naturally safer for people and pets. AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer snuffs out crabgrass, dollarweed, clover, and other weeds without harming St. Augustine, Bermuda, and most yard grasses. Proven effective organically. See results in just days. Simple to apply and kills the roots. Blow weeds away naturally. Grab AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer at any Garden Pro location. Find the store near you at agrilawn.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hello, this is Michael from Warren Southern Gardens and Warren's Kingwood Garden Center. We are fully stocked with some of the best merchandise we've had in some time. Whether it be color, tropicals, shrubs and trees, indoor plants, great selection of new succulents that just arrived, hanging baskets, everything is ready for planting. Our shelves are full with organics from MicroLife, Espoma, Fox Farm, anything you need to build good, healthy soils for the future when you're planted. All your needs are right here. Visit one of our knowledgeable staff, and we have the answers and solutions for your gardening questions. Better yet, bring a sample, bring a picture, and our knowledgeable staff will solve the problem and select the best product for a solution. So if there's any ways that we can help you, remember us, Kingwood Garden Center, Warren Southern Gardens. Come on, we'll help you get planting. Happy gardening. Now back to Anita and Danny.
Thank you, Michael. Good work. Home Show Garden Pros, here we are answering gardening questions. 281-496-5711. We are talking to Ruth. Hello, Ruth.
Hello. I have many vines starting up in my backyard, and I'm wondering what is the best way to get rid of them?
Well, you said starting up, so you're seeing little tiny shoots coming up, or do you see the whole...
Yes, they all froze back mm-hmm. with the frost, and now I have all little... leaves coming up.
And is this a vine that you wanted to grow in your garden, or is this a weed vine?
No, I'm new to this property. They mm-hmm. were growing here before the frost.
Okay.
And now it looks like an entire network of vines. You can see them growing, you know, on top, the root part of it. But now all the new leaves are starting up.
Yeah, and is this a forested area, or is it a lawn, or?
It's my backyard.
Okay.
And it has a tree canopy.
Yeah. Is it areas where you mow?
No.
No. Oh, yeah. Okay. So that's what we talked about earlier with, you've got to find out where the main part of that's coming from, and that's hard to do with the little pieces coming up everywhere, and use...
Yes, you can see the root network. You know, and if you go to pull on it, it just breaks.
Yeah.
You know, where you grasp it. So I need some kind of a thing that'll kill these things.
Well, I mean, there are a few things. The big problem with vines is that they, once that stem goes underground, really most kind of weed killers, most pesticides, herbicides, no longer work at that point.
And oh, really?
Well, they just stop killing. The tree has a protection base. I mean, the vine has a protection for that. So our best bet is to track the vines back. I mean, if you can see it, then, you know, you manually remove it as much as you can until you get back to a deeper point. It does depend on the type of vine. I mean, what you're describing, you know, I can think there's a wild cucumber that grows that way, but also that's how poison ivy grows, and you would treat both of them very, very differently. So,
what are the leaves looking
like? Well, let me just say this real quick, Ruth, is I think your best bet is to get a couple pictures send them to me, homeshowgardenpros.com, ask a pro, and then we can actually identify the vine. And that's where we always want to start with any sort of treatment, is what actually are we trying to do? What actually are we getting after?
Okay.
So, yeah, just homeshowgardenpros.com, easy button there, ask a pro. You can only do one picture at first, but when I respond, you'll be able to do more pictures.
Okay.
Because if it's Smilax, that's one approach, right? If it's, you know, Asian jasmine, pepper vine, yeah, totally different approach. So,
yes, I have no idea what these vines are. I have many. I have one also that is like thorns. It will grow like 10, 12 feet high without anything but the stem of thorns.
Isn't that incredible? Yes. Like, that's so amazing that they can do that. That's
Greenbrier. That one is Greenbrier, yep.
Well, send me some pictures. Let's get this going, and we'll get you a solution.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Ruth. 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
We want your food waste. Seriously, we're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight Moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your front porch or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills, earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot Compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started. Visit startcomposting.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955. Monterey Lawn and Garden, superior solutions for every garden.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
You know, everybody's always talking about weeds, and our big thing that we don't want you to do is to poison your lawn, poison your trees, poison your kids. We're not interested in that. These weeds are plants, and they're either very wimpy plants that can get outcompeted by your grass, or there's something you can handle with AgriLawn. Most of our lawn weeds you can handle with AgriLawn. This is perfectly safe. Literally, it is somehow this combination of food items that you would recognize. It smells like cinnamon. It's clearly got something yellow in it, maybe turmeric or something like that. I'm not exactly sure what's in there, but it smells great. And it kills crabgrass, basket grass, chickweed, clover, dollar weed. I've seen it personally work on doveweed, Virginia buttonweed. I haven't tried it on some of these other weeds that everybody keeps talking about, but on those weeds, it kills the roots, and you see results in days. So it smells good. Can't hurt your St. Augustine or your Bermuda, whatever you've got, and also doesn't kill your trees. I mean, the atrazine, we were talking about that earlier, that you literally can kill your trees with your lawn herbicide. So AgriLawn's amazing, works really, really well, is not dangerous, naturally safe. To me, that's the combo. You know, if it works well and it's safe, that's a winner. But the big thing about it, if you have like one or two lawn weeds, you don't need to do a big deal to do it. Just get some AgriLawn, sprinkle it on there. If you have hundreds of lawn weeds, you have a bigger problem and no herbicide can help you. You need to do something about fixing your soil. AgriLawn at least will not damage those efforts. It'll aid those efforts. And so just keep that in mind. This is a really great stuff that is not damaging to lawn trees, not damaging to soil, which most of those chemicals are. So just keep that in mind. AgriLawn, crabgrass killer. Choose it for better lawns. Great for the Houston area. Available at all the Garden Pro nurseries. Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware. Really great stuff. AgriLawn.com. Really cool material. So Anita was telling me about the Tax Day weekend coming up.
Yeah, that's the Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
Forget what it's called, but it's considered a water-saving weekend.
Gotcha.
So products that are used for hoses, I believe, But most importantly, mulches
yes.
and compost will be so, tax-free that weekend.
So happy you said that because yes. really, man, mulches are so incredible for mm-hmm. reducing the pressure of water loss from evaporation.
That's right. So that's the time to go buy these products. And if you have the room in your garage or anywhere, stock up on them because you're getting a 10% discount. And then if you buy it in bulk, there's always a bulk. We have bulk discount
y'all have
at our store.
Bulk for 10 bags.
Yeah, 10 bags. So that's what I do. I buy it at that time of year, and then I usually go through it before the end of the year. But that's when I buy it because then I get my bulk discount, and then I get an almost 10% discount from having it be tax-free.
That is awesome. So, I mean, hopefully you'll be stocked up because it's a pretty compelling argument you're making for getting for me popping in there and buying 20 bags of each variety.
Yes.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for that that update. What else is happening at Nelson's these days?
Well, we're just bringing in, it's amazing.
Yeah.
We bring in plumbago. It is gone in a week.
Wow.
So my daughter Mary does a Facebook live several times during the week just telling you what we have in the store.
Wow.
So if you're looking for a particular plant, you can get in there and get it before it disappears.
That's a great idea, is using that medium for A, something good.
Yeah.
B, just getting the word out.
Yes.
News, basically, having a news channel. That's awesome. Updated from Nelson Nursery.
Well, drift roses came in and they were gone in like 3 days.
Wow.
Yeah. And the giant milkweed, it lasted a day.
Forget about it.
So, it's amazing. But, next year it'll be different. Folks out there who are, desperate for certain varieties of plants.
Yeah.
The growers will catch up.
Right.
They will catch up and we'll have a better supply of everything. But right now, if you're looking for a particular plant, you gotta pay attention, see who's got it and get out there and grab it when you can.
That does just remind me that if you are getting super into roses and realizing mm-hmm. you love roses, the Houston Rose Society is so cool. And they're so great. And there's the Rose Wranglers. There's a lot to learn from those people. If you're learning you love plumeria, there's a Plumeria Society. If it's native plants, you know what I mean?
There are.
And these are groups that are going to start meeting live, and they do education stuff, and it's very satisfying. So just, if you're learning to love plants, by all means, find a group of that variety.
Yes.
And it's a great place to kind of meet other people and learn.
And learn a lot, with practical information.
With practical information. Well, awesome. Yeah, Nelson Nursery is so cool. It's such a cool place. 281-496-5711. We're going to take this quick last break, and then we'll talk to Jason when we get back. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturewayresources.com.
May is tomato harvest season. No need for high nitrogen fertilizer. Good compost and minerals is all it takes to bring the big fruit. How's your garden growing? Get the help it takes with the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
We have mentioned it a few times already, and this is, that soil, healthy soil is the secret to healthy landscaping, healthy gardening. It's better for you and better for your body if you use healthy soils. And that's where Landscaper's Pride comes in. It is incredible stuff. They make mulches and soils, great mulches. They have that black velvet that is a beautiful black mulch, dark black mulch, but made with composted pine. So it's like aged composted. So it's really, really rich also, nutrient rich, microbial rich. It's not made with lousy garbage wood. It's made with really good wood, and then it's aged to the blackness and not dyed with some chemical for the blackness. That's just the black velvet. That's basically a notch above, levels above is what all their stuff is. I mean, we could be talking about the compost peat, which is, again, aged pine, but it's really acidic. It's really great in raised beds. Great to top off your raised beds because it'll continue feeding on there. They have a great potting soil. Literally, their potting soil is really, really wonderful. Just perfect for drainage, perfect for holding water, great in big pots. And they just have a bunch of great stuff. So look for Landscaper's Pride. They have beautiful bags now, so you can like see what they got. Do you have a favorite Landscaper's Pride that you go to?
Premium Potting Mix.
The Premium Potting Mix. Yes. Nice. Awesome. See, almost everybody's got a different answer to that question because they have so many great options. Mm-hmm. So see their whole kind of spread. You can Google them. I don't have their website here, but they have so much great stuff. Go into your local Home Show Garden Pro co-op member and just, you know, ask to see what the Landscaper Pride options are. So besides all the Garden Pro locations, Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, these are places that we are proud to say they have them. Learn more about their incredible line of stuff at homeshowgardenpros.com. Just like, you know, the soil matters so much, Anita. It just matters so much.
It does. It makes all the difference in the world.
Yes, all of the difference. Okay, Jason, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
I will, first off, I'll preface before my question. I will second on the black velvet mulch from Landscaper's Pride.
Nice.
I buy hundreds of yards of it a year because I'm in the industry and manage some wedding venues and I've been using it for years.
Yeah.
For years. Back when Landscaper's Pride was a little bitty up there.
Right? Yeah. Weren't quite as nuanced in their marketing and a design team then. You know, is that like white bag with the little green stripes on it? Now every one of their bags is like this gorgeous artwork. It's like you want to just hang the bag up on your wall. So anyway, thanks for prefacing that, Jason. I appreciate
it. Yeah. No, I will definitely second that for sure.
Yeah.
So my question, managing some properties and got a few moles in there end of fall last year, got rid of them, luckily, thankfully. But this year, I'm fighting armadillos. Like, wouldn't believe. I put all kind of stuff out. I've tried to trap them, which is hard. I've tried all different things, and listening to you guys this morning, I said, let me give them a call, because they're tearing up all my flowers. I'm fixing to do all the color change out of all, you know, the periwinkles and angelonias, start putting all that stuff in now that they're available again. I just don't want those buggers to turn around and tear those up. Right now, they're still tearing up other things, but you have any ideas?
Yeah, we do.
Can you find their holes? Do you know where they are?
I have only found about three holes underneath moss rock. I've done the smoke out.
I found something that works. I found something that works with their holes.
Okay.
Fill it with gravel. Because they dig the gravel and the gravel rolls back into the hole. They can't burrow back into a hole you filled with gravel.
Pea gravel, is it?
Pea gravel, yeah. And then they started.
And it seems like it's not very deep. Mm-hmm. But like the holes I have found is like underneath, two or three of the holes are underneath boulders. One of them is just in the ground next to a plumbago. Well, it used to be underneath a plumbago, and now it's other stuff, is the way the freeze was, and this being a wedding venue, I couldn't just wait for the plumbago to come back, even though we knew
it's not just a hole, it's a tunnel. It's a tunnel to another hole. And so as you find the holes and you block them with gravel, you keep blocking them and blocking, it takes a while, but you'll drive them out of there. They're like, oh, I can't deal with this. And then take off.
I will say
will they go into other holes? Like, we're really close to National Forest. We're up here on this property is up 1097 by Bentwater, if you're familiar with that area. Mm-hmm. So we got woods all around. You know, I did trapping, and I got tired of carting off raccoons and possums because I wasn't even putting bait in a cage. I mean, I know how to trap armadillos. You know, not really any kind of bait you can really put in a cage for an armadillo.
Okay, I have a experimental but inexpensive suggestion.
Okay.
Okay, so they're after the grubs. Well known that they love grubs that are usually kind of causing problems in flower beds anyway, health-wise.
Right.
Well, grubs hate molasses. And the horticulture molasses is pretty inexpensive. If you're doing a lot of stuff, you can buy it from MicroLife in the 50-gallon, you know, barrel. And we used it at Herman Park all the time for pretty much every problem we had. It was kind of like, rub some molasses on it. But the horticulture molasses, grubs hate it. It does a great job of driving them away. They can't digest it, so they die in the soil also. And so that might be worth it, is just doing a massive soil drench, not worrying about the armadillo, you know, doing the pea gravel in the holes, but not really worrying about how to get rid of the armadillo, but like get rid of their food source, right? Reduce the demand.
Right. Well, I put out dioxin.
Yeah, but that stuff will rinse away. You know, it'll hurt a few other things, like it'll reduce the health of the soils.
Right. And then you can only apply it a couple times a year anyway.
Yes, exactly. And you can't keep the pressure high on it. And so, you know, it's basically fertilizer anyway. So you're going to be helping your plants out. I mean, it's almost like after an install, just drench it with molasses. You know, get out there and do some soil drenching with it. I mean, do you have a spray rig?
Not really.
Yeah.
They used to have one out here before I started with these guys. The guys really didn't know how to take care of it.
A siphon hose works pretty well too, but you got to water the molasses down. And you can set a siphon hose up on a sprinkler. So I'd try it before I turn to some other things. Is try the try some heavy duty molasses drenches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've done anything you can think of. I've sprayed the outside perimeter, you know, with the all in one, you know, scram stuff. Yeah, at the other venue, which is right behind it, I don't have an armadillo one over here.
Yeah.
I have deer that come from the golf course over here, but I've kind of driven them away between doing an outside perimeter spray and then putting out that deer scram, that dried blood stuff.
Yeah, gotcha.
So I did that kind of around the outside edge of the flower beds to keep them from going in. And literally, I haven't resprayed probably since
a week after. Deer have a lot of senses, and they also stay away from danger. So they'll spread the word on you. Armadillos don't really have that kind of community sense about it. So, but you know, we've given you our best two tips, and you know, I'd say you try them out, and maybe a month or so, see how it works. I got a feeling you're going to love it, and it's not as expensive as all the other stuff you're doing. So,
Yeah, some of that other stuff has been quite expensive. And what was weird to me is my son-in-law calls me. I was on one of the other properties, and a whole little team of them, four of them in a row at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, literally just walked right in front of him. And of course he snaps a picture and shows it to me, and I was like, I told you, kid, we have armadillos. Trying to get rid of them.
yeah we're not trying to collect those. Well, Jason, thanks so much for the call, man. We are
at
the time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You bet Anita, great job. Thank you so much. Next up is Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan, so that'll be a lot of fun.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Ah! Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan, on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.